Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Well, we've mentioned it, the political landscape, it's becoming more and more divided. And is there room now in the middle for a third party?
Well, certainly that's what the founders of this third party think, Andrew. It's called SAM, or Serve America Movement. It's been around since 2017. Some of the key members or founders of it were former members of the George W. Bush administration, but they've attracted in moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, people who feel that their voice, which is in the middle, isn't being heard because of the extremes on either end of the political spectrum. The Democrats, they say, are ideologically too liberal for the rest of the country. The Republicans, at least those in high-profile positions, are too conservative. Or so they're trying to stake out this middle ground. According to SAM, in a Gallup poll, 61% of Americans think a new major political party does have a place on the landscape here, Andrew.
And it's all magnified by social media, because I know that there's been investigation and study into how social media algorithms will seize on people's interest in the more extreme sort of postings that are posted on there, and then add more of those. And it becomes kind of a self-fulfilling loop.
Well, exactly right. You know, the more red meat you put out there, the more people are going to go for it. And so the more outlandish, I suppose, the idea, the more attention it's going to get. Meanwhile, at least according to members of SAM, the stuff that needs to get done, the budgeting, the low-profile stuff, the things that aren't so sexy, are left to the wayside. Good example here in Texas, Shannon. The SAM, whose founder lives here in Texas, he says that the state legislature this last time around spent an inordinate amount of time talking about transgender sports and high school students and which bathrooms to use. Meanwhile, not enough was done to address the infrastructure, the power grid, for example. So it is left essentially unrepaired while so much attention was paid to the debate over transgender bathrooms.
Okay, which don't affect the whole population in the way that obviously the electrical grid does. The last time that a third party really tried to make a go of it on the national stage would have been the Libertarians, wouldn't it have been?
Well, probably. Well, in 1992, when Ross Perot ran a fairly successful campaign, he did okay. John Anderson, you're talking about in 1980, made some noise as well. But since then, it really hasn't happened. But again, back here in Texas, if you look at the 2006 gubernatorial race, Rick Perry was running as the Democrat. As the Republican. He had a Democratic opponent, Chris Bell from Houston. And then there were two kind of third-party candidates or independent candidates. The two of them attracted more votes combined than the Democrat in the race did, and nearly as many votes as the Republican did. Obviously, they were splitting those votes. But at the same time, I think it shows that there is some appetite for a third party out there to counter what the Democrats and Republicans are about now.
Exactly, but that's also the other fear. You know, we've seen it a couple other years, you know, in the presidential race with the Libertarians, that they could almost play that spoiler role where they're getting a larger and larger split of the vote, but that's just taking votes away from someone else and really kind of keeping the two more extreme sides of either the Republican or Democrat Party as far as ultimately winning offices.
Well, sure, yeah, and that's why they're trying to attract not only candidates from within their own ranks, they're also looking at candidates already running, studying their positions to see if they fall in line with what this group is about, that is fiscal responsibility, calling for term limits, calling for transparency in how election funds are raised. You know, they see no problem with the political action committee coming in and helping to fund a candidate as long as that PAC is very transparent about where its money is coming from.
Okay, well, very interesting. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent, thank you again for joining us and offering us this insight.
Thanks, Shannon.